from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As premium as they get in Christian McCaffrey.
Was Jimmy a premium player at one point?
He was a very good player.
Okay.
I don't know if I would say premium.
I'm not saying he's on CMC's level. I want to clarify.
But without Jimmy, there was a drop-off.
Yeah.
There was a drop-off without
Jimmy.
He was
a good player. Maybe not premium. I guess we're parsing the words
here. Right. We're talking, I guess we just say all pro.
Like, since DeForest Buckner, this is the biggest replacement that they've had. I would say it's bigger than DeForest, but I'll listen to someone who thinks DeForest was as impactful as Christian McCaffrey.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. And we see when they have to replace a Kittle or replace a Debo or a Trent for a few games.
There's a drop off.
Now, in week one, you didn't have a drop off, right? You read the ball right up to Jeff's throat. But we're talking about a guy who rushed for 1,459 yards last year. We're talking about a guy who had over 564 receiving yards. I mean, it's a Baldy's point. He's had it was on Twitter, right? That Friday, I was like, boy, Philadelphia got their CMC, the Saquon. And a lot of dialogue was, well, he's injury prone. He's nicked up. That was the knock on Christian when he got traded here to San Francisco, which is why ESPN gave the Niners, what, a C-minus for the trade? Because people thought he was what? Look at this. Christian McCaffrey's first 3 years, 60 games. Then in 2020, 3 games. 2021, 7 games. 2022, 6 games. And then he ends up playing that entire season in 2022 because he played 6 with Carolina and 11 with the Niners. But we didn't even know if he was going to play the NFC Championship game. He didn't go through the pregame walkthrough. And he ended up being your best player in that football game. But you look at San Francisco and what he's done here, he's been available. But the tail end of his Carolina deal, and I don't know how much it had to do with tanking or trying to go for a pick, Shasky. But there was a knock on Christian that he would get hurt and he wouldn't be available for all the games here. So, to Baldy's point there, it's kind of reared his ugly head because of his training regimen. The guy won Dallas offseason.
Well, I mean,
I can't blame him for that.
I think it's a variety. I don't think it's one thing. I don't think it's just usage of Shanahan. I don't think it's just offseason training. It's the totality of everything, right? I mean, this guy's played a lot of football the last 10. Think about his last decade.
Yeah.
Going from high school, probably the baddest dude on the planet in Colorado, to Stanford, where he's been utilized ad nauseum, and then Carolina, he's the number one weapon, and then comes to the Niners, even though he has had the injuries. Like, this is a guy that has been used a lot, and he's been in a lot of car crashes on the football field. So, you know, I keep thinking back to last year and the second half of last year, where, like, the Washington game comes to mind, where they had that game in hand and they're giving him carries down the stretch, and I'm like, get him off the field. Get him off the field, right? And I don't think it was like those 4 plays are why we're where we're at today. I'm not that egregious over it, but it's the cumulative of those types of drives where you're up multiple scores, and instead of working in that extra running back and giving him, you know, 5 or 6 less hits, you know, they do add up is what I'm getting at. And look, he could have injured himself in the offseason regardless of whatever his workload was last year. But when you pile all of them together, it does feel like, hey, we should have saw this coming.
Well, I'm looking at the fourth quarter play sheet here in Washington, and McCaffrey doesn't get a lot of touches. I see a lot of Elijah Mitchell. Now, I'm not nitpicking here, but I'm just looking because I want to go back and look at it. I get it. As fans, we see a player. We've done this throughout the Shanahan.
The IU touchdown, he rolls out and around.
Right.
CMC has to step up and blast a linebacker. I just remember because it was such a great play by him. And Purdy comes just evading out and throws an absolute dime. But, I mean, that they're playing a terrible team.
I see Elijah Mitchell carry. Elijah Mitchell carry. Passer use check. Elijah Mitchell, use check. Ayuk, timeout. Debo. Elijah Mitchell. Purdy incomplete pass, and then Purdy touchdown pass to Ayuk. And then next possession, it's Elijah Mitchell. It's Debo. It's Elijah Mitchell. It's Juszczyk. So I think they were discerning at times. Because I could go to 2019, for example. There were moments where, get the starters out of the game. Why are you playing? We do this every year.
No, I literally did only this 53. Last year, though.
No, I hear what you're saying. I know you did it all last year. You're freaking out about it. I get it. I get it. But I'm looking at this game log right now. Just the fourth quarter. Just the fourth quarter. McCaffrey didn't touch the ball. He didn't touch the ball. So, I mean, look, I hear you, man. He's the best player in the team. I'm even looking here. Elijah got a lot of touches in this Washington game. I don't remember that at all. Elijah actually got 17 carries in that football game. 17
for 80.
Yeah,
that I don't remember.
And Christian McCaffrey got 14 carries for 64. And he had the four catches for 27 yards. So, Elijah played a lot in that game against Washington. And then, obviously, they didn't play against the Rams.
No.
And then he had a bye week.
Was it Debo or I? Who
had
to
Debo and Ayuk had Debo and Ayuk had to play.
They but I'm saying, was it both or one?
It was both.
Both had to play.
I think it was both who played that game. So I get it. Like I hear you on the carries and whatnot, but I don't know how much that had to weigh on it. I don't know if Shanahan would tell you, hey, if I had to go back in time and give him less carries, I would do that. I mean, did we ever do that with LaDainian Tomlinson when he was playing? No. You know what I'm saying? Do we do this? Like, I want to see my great players play.
Yeah, but we did this. Like, once we started collecting data on these things and we started realizing that 28, 29 years old was the drop-off for running backs, we did started doing advanced analytics regarding 400-plus touches. Right. You know, like, I think LaDainian's one of the seminal moments where people's opinions changed on this.
But even you talk about touches or when running backs turn 30, we just celebrated Frank Gore getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. Guy had 3,000-yard seasons. Over 30.
It's
very different players, but Frank Gore was a North-South bruiser, right? North-South bruiser. So I don't know how much last year had to do with Christian McCaffrey's Achilles tendon for this year. I don't know what it has to do with the calf strain, but one thing we do know, we'll give it to Love in just a second, one thing we do know is that the guy's just a workout animal. You can't take him off the field. He wants to take every single rep, and I can't knock a player for that. We celebrate Jerry Rice the same way. It's the same mentality with these great players.
Well,
Tom Brady, for years, backup ain't getting no practice time. I'm taking every single damn rep there is. Peyton Manning, same thing. The great ones sneak like that, Shasky.
No doubt. But there's also like a law of diminishing returns for some of these guys. Like Rich Harden, it comes to mind. Like Rich was throwing weights around way too much, and they told him. I mean, I know Ace fans know this. Like, you got to dial it back on the weights, and he would get hurt all the time. Now, different, but there is a DeGrom-like quality to Christian McCaffrey. When he's out there, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And this is the risk that you run.
This is. It's running back. Go ahead, Love It.
You're talking about LaDainian Tomlinson, the drop-off there around the age 28 season. From his age 22 to age 28 season, he averaged about 403 touches per season. After that, though, that number dropped to 243 after his age 28 season. So there is some there to what Shasky was saying about the drop-off once you get to your late 20s.
I don't disagree with that when it comes to running backs. But there are six exceptions to the rule. And when you're in real time with these great players, I mean, sometimes a game gets hairy. A coach thinks differently. A coach thinks, boy, if we blow it on this play, they could get back into the game. We heard Shanahan talking about the third one or the fourth one that he didn't go for. He goes, you know what? I felt good about being up 16, knowing that they would have to get two touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions. Now, a lot of us didn't agree with that, right? We're like, go up 3 scores. But a coach would think on the flip side, if I don't get it, we're only up 13 points. And the game is closer than it needs to be. And all of a sudden, they still have life. And if they score here, all of a sudden, it's a 1-score game. Coaches are quirky, man. Coaches think differently, especially when you only got a 53-man roster. So if you do give that carry to Jordan Mason last year or Elijah Mitchell last year, and say if they fumble, what are people saying? Oh, boy, like you should have had Christian McCaffrey in the game. This is why you don't take Christian McCaffrey out, because these guys are fumbling. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But the problem is that he's got Achilles tendonitis. So this is, I don't know what last year or this year or whatever. However, he's got the injury. He's got the injury. And it could be a problem for the 49ers, but how big of a problem? Let's go to Jason in San Jose. Jason, what's happening?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That was funny. You have to laugh.
No, you just wasted our time. What was that?
Well, it's a waste our time. We can now shout out Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain.
Yeah. I mean, contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. What kind of grown-ass adult sits on hold for as long as he sat on hold?
He was on hold for like a minute. So.
He's on hold. Love me. You got to play it off.
He'll get over it.
He's got to say 10 minutes, all right? Just exaggerate. You got to over-exaggerate a little bit. You'll learn that. He was on hold for 30 minutes. He went on hold for 30 minutes. He went through the Baldy interview, and you call, say, can you hear me, and you hang up.
You think he'll do that to Flowing Water when he calls them?
He won't call them. He just wanted to troll us and have us spend time.
He didn't have a take when I talked to him on the screen.
No, that was part of the troll job. What a loser. What loser does that?
Here's what I would say to you. Like, if I were to, like, write down, if like right now, you and I, let's just do a thought exercise here, okay? Last 10 years, let's just go 2014 through now, okay? Who are the best running backs? Marshawn Lynch, even though I think he was a little older at that point, you're going to throw him in there. Last 10 years. Who else?
I'm going to go
Todd Gurley, who I referenced.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry still playing at a high level.
Henry.
Saquon Barkley, you want to throw him in there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You want to throw Zeke in there?
Yeah.
Zeke was a monster.
I'll throw Jacobs in there. Last 5 years.
Josh Jacobs.
Okay, with Saquon.
Aaron Jones has been good.
Dalvin Cook has been good.
Dalvin Cook. We're going Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago really has, they've been off and on.
And CMC's on this list, right? We're putting him on?
Yeah, you can put CMC on that list.
Yep.
Put CMC on that list. Raiders, Josh Jacobs, we said that. Has never had anybody.
Not really.
Melvin Gordon
was more of a Charger. Austin Eckler. Okay.
Leonard Fournette.
He had to change his running style too.
He did. He had injury history at LSU.
So like, let's just go down the list here. Like, did Marshawn age gracefully? He feels more outlier than he does.
Yeah,
like the guy who got hurt.
You know, it feels like the guy. I don't even want to. Did he take football seriously?
I just think he slowed down a little.
He slowed down a little bit.
But I don't think he got hurt, per se.
And I think the roster around him, too, was a little suspect.
Gurley got hurt.
Okay.
Derrick Henry has been hurt, and he's an outlier. I'd put him in the Marshawn category.
Yeah, he plays well.
Saquon, jury's still up, but he's gotten hurt. Zeke?
Zeke is interesting because I thought when Zeke held out, he wasn't in great shape. He didn't take his offseason regimen seriously.
Okay.
And he had the old Mexico trip and he came back and I'm like, Guru, dude, this guy looks like he's a lineman, not a running back.
You don't think wear and tear?
I do think a little wear and tear has something to do with it, but I also think you got to take care of your body.
Okay.
And I don't think Zeke took care of his body the way he needed to take care of his body.
Okay. Aaron Jones.
Oh, Matt Forte was good call. Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones is still... Yeah, 14 carries, 84 yards last week.
Is he the same player? Like wear and tear? What do you think?
He looked pretty damn good.
I've had him the last few years. He's been hurt a lot.
He's been hurt a lot, but he looked pretty damn good last week.
Okay. Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook looks damn good. We'll see about him.
He sat there. Anyone could have had him last year.
Yeah, I mean, he was with the Jets, and the Jets were a dumpster fire.
I think where I'm going with this is like the common denominator is you have a sweet spot. These are good players. Right. Some of them will have a down year and bounce back. Like Leonard Fournette was out of the league. Anyone could have had him. And then he reemerged with Tom Brady and changed his running style. But a lot of these guys, like, it's a couple of years of prime player, and then wear and tear catches up, and then, whether it's out of shape, overwork, whatever, like, football's violent. Football's it's violent. Really, really violent.
Guys get hurt. But nothing will suggest that McCaffrey's going to drop off, right? I mean, the level he left off at was a very, very high level.
I mean, I just saw, you know, Clay Thompson's, you know, have an Achilles injury as well as an ACL injury. And he doesn't move the same. So
yeah, missed 2 years.
You know, like Navarro Bowman had an Achilles and a knee and didn't move the same.
There's guys who Kevin Durant
has returned.
Yeah, Jalen Phillips had a sack last week.
J.K. Dobbins, you know, is back now.
He looked like the guy from Ohio State.
He had it at a very young age, so I don't know if that's different.
But he's had Achilles, he had ACLs, he's had a bunch of injuries. Guys get hurt. Football's violent. Football is very, very violent. Ava Kamara, how do you look against the Panthers?
He was good. He had a solid game. Like, they rested. Jamal Williams got a lot because they blew him out in the first half. So right. Jamal Williams got a lot of touches.
And no part of the problem, too, with running backs.
That's a good one I missed on Kamara. Yeah,
you know the problem with running backs, too, where you're breaking all these quarterbacks out. What situation were they in? Do they have a good quarterback? Do they have good running backs? Do they have a good scheme? Do they have a good system? You know, was their running game very comprehensive? Or was it just basically, we're going to hand the ball off and you run into a brick wall and get 2 yards in a cloud of dust? Like, what is the system?
Well, Arian Foster
scheme?
Was
What's
in
the players?
Kubiak system, which is similar to what the Niners run. And, you know, he came out of nowhere, was dominant, and then kind of fell off.
Yeah, what, 3 years? And then got a little quirky.
Le'Veon Bell was dominant with Pittsburgh.
I
thought he was as unique as they come, and then he fell off.
Well, he took that year off, and he went to the Jets. And the Jets had nobody.
Yeah.
You know, Jets had nobody. Should have stayed your ass in Pittsburgh. I guarantee you that's one of his biggest regrets, not staying in Pittsburgh.
I guess where I'm coming from is, A, should we have seen this coming? And B, did we already get the best out of the guy? That feels unfair to even bring up today.
No, it's not fair. Have you got the best out of Christian McCaffrey? They gave him the 2-year, $38 million deal.
He earned that.
Like, is that good business?
Well, that's a different question.
So by this theory here, with your data, because you're not wrong about a lot of things here when it comes to running backs. I get it with running backs. But when you have a premium one, you got to ride or die with him, right? But he's 28 years old now. And with all the usage, if fans saw it coming, because I bet you a lot of fans are saying, yeah, we saw this coming. He had a lot of touches.
Well, it's easy to say that today.
But a lot of people are going to say it.
Two months ago, I don't think you would have said it.
Because I don't think about injuries. I'm like, I try to watch the game like injuries are turned off. And if somebody gets injured, you're like, all right. Because you know somebody's going to get injured. But I'm not going to worry myself to death every single play. Like, oh my God, he got up slow. He's injured.
Well,
blah, blah, blah. I understand it's a violent game. It's a violent game. I play Pop Warner football, played high school, saw a lot of injuries. I'm not saying I played college or anything, but best friends played college. I was around City College San Francisco for a long time. Guys are going to get hurt.
Well, that's obvious.
But I'm not walking into a game thinking, boy, if he does this, he may do this, he may do that. I try to watch it with a clear view, just watching the game, and knowing that somebody may go down. And you hope that somebody is not an important player like Christian McCaffrey, right? We don't want anybody to get injured, but you certainly don't want your premium players to get injured.
Well, I think it's player to player. So, like, when Debo goes flying into, like, six guys, and then he's lying on the ground, you're like, get up. All right, good, he's good. Like, when Brock, great example, Brock's scrambling, and I'm like, slide!
Yeah, that's
like,
you.
Once he gets enough yards, slide! So that's me. That's the way I am.
No, there's a lot of people like that.
And like, you got to go down. Do not dive. You know what I mean? Like, don't go head first. I'm watching Lamar Jackson shoulder into guys. I'm like, I wouldn't be doing that.
I can't watch football
because
like
if he
that.
Goes down, their season's over.
Yeah, no doubt. You know? But these guys are all football players and they're gladiators. They could take contact. Hell, Debo got hurt on the play that I think was nothing. I see guys get hurt for less. Hell, there's non-contact injuries for crying out loud. Guys would be at training camp. Terry Bridgewater literally taking a snap and his knee and his career is over, basically. In training, remember that?
Yeah.
You know, but he's
I,
just, Not contact injuries happen.
No doubt. But like Frank Gore, you brought him up. Like, how did he stay good for so long? He had the knack of not getting wrapped up in a goofy way. He never got squared up. You never saw him get that twist tackle with CMC last year. Just last year, how many times did he get twisted where a guy grabbed the face mask or they tried to twist the shoulders? I saw him get twisted so much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.